It will sound to you like some dystopian universe, but everyone should have seen this coming. Indeed, many leaders have just ignored it. From tax changes to national spending priorities to labor laws, economic policies progressively implemented since my parents settled in America in the 1980s have systematically cut off opportunities for young adults to move up the economic ladder. But the financial crisis that started in 2007 and plummeted the country into the Great Recession has made that goal even harder to reach. The economic turmoil has become the biggest threat to individual prosperity and the global economy since the Great Depression in the 1930s. It has exposed vulnerabilities in the economy long ignored and magnified them, creating extraordinary hurdles for this nation's future. As a result, Generation Y, roughly defined as those born between 1976 and 2000, can expect lower wages and less job security as they compete with peers in faster-growing economies such as China's and Brazil's. They can expect a higher cost of living as the prices of energy and food remain near the highest levels in history. These young workers will have to get by with fewer benefits, including health care and pensions, since most governments in the developed world are severely in debt. In fact, as they struggle to rebalance bloated budgets, leaders will probably deem much federal social support unsustainable and will also allow companies to reduce benefits for the sake of desperately needed profits. Generation Y will likely have to pay higher taxes to make up for the large government debts and to support an unprecedented aging of the population in the richest countries in the world. So far, that's less pay and job security and less federal support despite those higher taxes. But many will feel lucky to have a job at all. Unemployment is expected to remain relatively high well into the future after thousands of jobs were wiped away by the financial crisis. Their return would require large amounts of federal stimulus, money that the government has so far been unwilling to commit, given the nation's high debt. As a result, many in Generation Y will accept jobs for which they are significantly overqualified, wasting a top-notch education they went into personal debt for, as well as the skills they acquired along the way in unpaid internships. Generation Y will also find it more difficult to take out a mortgage to buy a home, given tougher loan rules. But many won't be able to afford to buy a home anyway. Stock markets will be too volatile for ordinary people to earn a supplementary income through investing. And hedge funds, that the little guy just can't compete with, will continue to dominate the market. Many young people are already scarred by the financial market instability seen during the crisis, and upset that scandals such as Bernard Madoff's massive Ponzi scheme have led to only limited financial regulatory reforms. All this will leave the millennial generation with fewer opportunities to save money for its future, and higher hurdles for starting a family and transitioning into independence. This is what we have to look forward to if no real change occurs. An entire generation raised, perhaps with a sense of self-entitlement, to optimistically chase its dreams, believe in the power of hard work, and be confident in America's economic progress, led by examples such as my parents, will have to face a much harsher reality than they ever imagined and find a new way to a stable life. And the phenomenon is not contained to the United States. The impact on Generation Y will be felt across the most developed, industrialized, and advantaged countries in the world. This marks the end of the good life, the end of a certain set of expectations promised by our parents and governments for decades, for how we should live, what we should value, and what we can achieve. The financial crisis exacerbated accumulating problems in the global economy and revealed the illusion. Its most disappointing and enduring upshot will be the loss of one of modern society's greatest values, the globalized American dream of doing better than the generation before. Instead, Generation Y could be stuck in limbo, never quite becoming the people they hoped to be, and missing out on a fair chance at economic and social mobility. America's most important asset, the skills and economic contributions of its people, will be subverted.